Welcome to the Inside Education Podcast with host Eddie Kendall, Genesee Intermediate School District's Associate Superintendent.
Hello and welcome to our first episode of Inside Education, where education meets innovation. I'm your host, Eddie Kendall, Associate Superintendent for the Genesee Intermediate School District. I'm thrilled to kick off this new podcast with special guest Dr. Stephen Tunnicliffe, Superintendent of the Genesee Intermediate School District. We are super excited to welcome our students back from the holiday break, as well as talk about some exciting initiatives, goals, and new resources that Genesee ISD has in store for students, families, and educators across Genesee County. So let's dive into this and welcome Dr. Stephen Tunnicliffe. Dr. Tunnicliffe?
Well, Mr. Kendall, thanks for having me join you. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're here. I've got a list of questions that I'd like to ask you. I think this will be very informative for our listeners. So tell us a little bit about your background and what drew you to the position of educational leadership, specifically kind of your path to the GISD.
Sure. Well, you know, there's probably nothing really spectacular about my path to where I'm at this point in my career. I entered into this work to become a teacher. I still feel and hope like I'm doing that work of being a teacher and a coach. I don't think many of us started in our careers thinking we were going to become a superintendent, as an example. But I began in this work. My entire career has been in Genesee County. I started at Grand Blanc High School. I was a high school math teacher and basketball coach for 5 years, and then had an opportunity. Individuals had poured into me and my leadership and felt like I might do well in administration. So I had an opportunity to become an assistant principal at Kersley High School for 2 years. And then from that point, had an amazing opportunity to become the principal at Carmen Ainsworth High School. And spent 12 years of my career at Carmen Ainsworth as a high school principal, assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction, and then was honored to serve as their superintendent at Carmen Ainsworth for 4 years. Then in 2016, again, had an opportunity to kind of expand my leadership, my growth as an individual, and potentially my impact across the county, and to come here to Genesee Intermediate School District as associate superintendent. Really just the result of a lot of people pouring into me, giving me opportunities to learn. Challenges that we faced where we all learn and grow, and certainly the opportunity for me to be here at Genesee Intermediate School District has offered me the opportunity to grow, to see the impact that we have across the entire county. And of course, now I'm in my fourth year as the seventh superintendent at Genesee Intermediate School District, and certainly just honored to be in this role.
Absolutely. And it sounds like your passion really started from the classroom. I think the most significant title was teacher.
Absolutely. I hope that's where we all start. And quite honestly, I feel like effective leaders are learners and teachers. That's what hopefully we got into this work to do, and hopefully it's what we continue to do regardless of what our role is. And I often say everybody that works in education is a teacher. If you're a bus driver, you're a teacher. If you're working in food service, you're a teacher. And hopefully if you're a superintendent, you're a teacher and a learner as well.
Absolutely. So we have 21 public school districts in Genesee County, as well as 13 public school academies. So kind of explain GISD's unique role in supporting the local public school districts, the academies, and the communities, the many communities across Genesee County.
Sure. ISDs across the state, you know, really our role is to be a convener to be an entity that can leverage resources on behalf of our entire county or community. And certainly with being a pretty large intermediate school district, as you mentioned, with 34 entities between traditional public schools and charter schools, we believe that's a critical part of what we do, is bringing all of our groups together, certainly learning from one another, sharing best practices. And we do that literally on a monthly basis, from bringing superintendents together to counselors to facility directors, all of those key roles. We're always convening those roles, making sure we're working together. We also have the role of helping to support districts meet state expectations and requirements. And of course, at the end of the day, our goal and our role is to make sure that we're more positively impacting all of our 65,000 students across Genesee County. There are some key aspects, of course, that we serve in those roles, from professional development, also supporting districts to be more efficient with resources, especially outside of the classroom, whether that's from a technology infrastructure perspective, business services supports, those things, especially with smaller districts where it might not be as efficient for 21 different districts to be trying to do the same thing, where we can do it in ways more efficiently or collectively as an intermediate school district.
So leadership, service, innovation, and I think what's most important is the many partnerships that we have across the county. So with a wide range of specialized programs and services that we offer here at the GISD, can you highlight some initiatives and or programs and services that you're really excited about?
Absolutely. And kind of what we just talked about, we have really two sides of the Genesee Intermediate School District, or at least we describe it that way. One is that role of convener and leveraging resources and supporting all of our constituent districts. The other side, so to speak, is the programs and services that we directly operate. So in some ways, we're much like a traditional district, and we have programs that and schools that we run, just like a local district would do. The uniqueness of our programs is those programs are developed in consultation with our local districts to meet the unique needs that can't otherwise be met at the local district level. So key examples of that would be in the areas of special education, career technical education, early childhood, and in our case, the early middle college programs. So in those areas, we certainly are proud of the continued work that we do. We're really proud this school year of a focus on our special education programs and services, and particularly the facilities that we have to meet the unique needs of the students and families that we serve in those programs. Probably the best example that we're in the midst of right now is a $20 million expansion and renovation of our early childhood programs and services building. That building meets the very unique needs of children ages 3 to 8. And here we're talking about students and families who are most impacted by their specific learning disability. And so obviously it would make sense that the individuals that are teaching in those classrooms and supporting those students obviously are highly specialized, a lot of specialized services that are provided. And our goal in this work is to ensure that the environment and the facilities that we meet those needs in are developed uniquely as well. And so, like, quite literally from the ground up, creating spaces and facilities that are thoughtfully created to be functional spaces, for ancillary support such as physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs, and special considerations for the sensory needs of the children that we serve. So it's literally just building those programs from the ground up to meet the unique needs of the children that we serve. I'm really excited. The next phase of our work will focus on an intermediate building for our students on the autism spectrum and those with cognitive impairments that allow us to significantly reduce the number of students and really the wide range, age range of students that we currently serve at Elmernoff Learning Center. And so again, reimagining these programs and the facilities for the students most in need of these programs is exciting and critically important work. So from the special education perspective, that's exciting. You mentioned some of the other programs that we operate. Obviously, we're here at the Genesee Career Institute, or GCI, really is a flagship program, not only within our county, but honestly across the state of Michigan. We're actually the second largest career technical education center in Michigan now. Nearly 2,000 students from across Genesee County come here each day to be part of up to 30 different programs that we have. And as I travel across the state and work with my colleagues across the state, it's just so important to realize what we have here. This is truly a gem in Genesee County. It's not the opportunity that everybody has across the state. And so taking advantage of this opportunity here, our CTE center is truly a benefit to our county. In terms of CTE, we're of course really proud of the first of its kind Fire Training Academy. And obviously, that's gotten a lot of attention. It's a tremendous program to meet, obviously, a need across our county.
And it's the only standalone facility in the state of Michigan for fire training.
Yeah, it's, again, just another example of kind of leading the way and meeting an existing need in our community. And as we move forward, we're working with architects literally as we speak on a renovation and expansion of our health services wing. Again, creating state-of-the-art facilities for our students to learn in. And again, in another area that we know students can be a part of and then enter right into the workforce in the area of many different areas of health services. The other thing that will do is it'll provide us additional space here in GCI for new and innovative programs for the future. So we're excited about that. And I guess the last thing I would mention is we continue to be excited about our early middle college programs. We truly have been a leader across the state and really recognized across the nation. As many know, Mott Middle College is the first and longest running early middle college program in the state of Michigan. We're certainly proud to be able to be a part of that and see Mott Middle College continue to grow as a program. Of course, we also operate the Genesee Early Middle College. Really excited about the fact that program has recently been relocated to French Hall, right in the heart of U of M Flint's campus. And we also have record numbers of students graduating from our CTE Early Middle College program. And the benefit of that program is students are able to take articulated credits right here through Genesee Career Institute and higher ed institutions like Mott Community College, but they're able to stay enrolled in their local school district. So I think those are all examples of programs that we operate on behalf of the entire county. And they're programs that it would be really difficult for individual districts to operate, at least to do so efficiently. And so our role is really to identify those gaps where we can collectively as a community provide programming that benefit all of our students across the county. And we're certainly proud of those opportunities.
And the underlining factor is really partnerships, because GISD Absolutely. Cannot do this work in a silo or do it alone. So, again, we have some amazing partnerships. But, you know, explain kind of the importance of that, of, you know, the advantages of kind of building and maintaining some strong partnerships with, obviously, the various schools, parents, community members, You mentioned the early college, two strong partnerships with Mott Community College and the University of Michigan, Flint. So just take a moment to expound on some of the valuable partnerships that we have.
Absolutely. Well, just as you said, I mean, if we're trying to do this in silos, as you mentioned, or we're trying to do this alone, we're going to be tremendously inefficient, and I would argue ineffective. We have been really blessed in Genesee County just with an environment of wanting to work together. I certainly can't take credit for that. It's existed in really every role that I've had in my 28 years here in the county, but it's something that we really should be proud of. It's that notion that individual districts are, of course, unique and continue to provide amazing programs for their students, but there are plenty of ways in which we can work together and be better together. And I think certainly we have that within our local school districts and the collaborations that we have and opportunities that we provide. But I think it goes well beyond that. You mentioned the higher education institutions. We partner very, very closely with them, again, in ways to ensure that it's not pitting one group against another, one school against another, but instead working collaboratively. We do the same thing with key partners such as Genesee Health Systems. GHS has been a tremendous partner with our entire community in terms of our continued work to focus on programs for student mental health and other supports for students and families across our entire communities. We also partner with pediatricians and other individuals that are obviously helping with children even at birth, to where we can engage with early on programs to identify potentially any developmental delays, early childhood programs with early Head Start and Head Start programs, GSRP programs. All of these programs are part of our entire community. They're not one institution. And when we work together, we're better able to meet the needs of our students and our families and our entire community. So those are just a couple of examples of the need to partner. And beyond partnering, it's really about an ongoing focus on how we work together so that we're leveraging all the resources. And we have a lot of resources in Genesee County. It's just a matter of
we
making sure
do.
We're doing it together.
So, Dr. Tunnicliffe, let's kind of turn the page and kind of switch the topic to technology, which is probably near and dear to a lot of the hearts of our listeners. But how is the ISD at this point using technology and innovative practices to support, you know, the needs of students and our educators across Genesee County?
Absolutely. You can't talk about technology and Genesee Intermediate School District without looking back about three decades plus, really, ago, and the work of an establishment of GenNet. That's something, again, we were leaders in the entire state and recognized across the nation as coming together as an entire community around the technology infrastructure so that we have the ability to take advantage of opportunities for kids. It then moved into distance learning opportunities, which are, of course, ubiquitous now, but at the time provided opportunities for students across the entire county to take, as an example, AP courses or other unique courses where there might not have been enough students in every individual district to teach these courses, but collaboratively we were able to work together and teach distance learning courses in real time to where students, regardless of what school they were in, could benefit from these programs. So that was, of course, almost 30 years ago, and we've continued to learn and adapt and grow and provide more and more unique opportunities. I go back to the fact that we try to utilize technology not only to engage students in new and different ways, but also to do it collaboratively. Mm-hmm. If every district were trying to develop new programs specifically just for their individual district, we have redundancy, of course, and inefficiency. What we try to do within our GenNet structure is work collaboratively so that, again, we're more efficient, but that all students are benefiting, not just students in certain school districts. And so that continues to be our focus to this day. I think the other obvious area in the area of technology that's on our minds, certainly, and I think on the minds of many educators and students and families, is what will be the role of artificial intelligence. And, you know, we've certainly been focusing on providing professional developments, not only to our leaders, but also our teacher leaders in this space. And of course, as you and everybody else knows, as soon as we provide a professional development, the technology
changes
you know,
rapidly.
almost immediately. But I think it's really important that, and we are absolutely focused at the ISD at ensuring that we're having those critical conversations around how do we harness the benefits of artificial intelligence? How do we ensure that we're taking advantage of, as an example, the notion that artificial intelligence is available to all? It creates some equality and equity across all of our communities because students have access regardless of which district they're in or what community they're a part of. So how do we harness those positive aspects, but how do we thoughtfully consider what are some of the barriers, and also where do we want to draw the line in terms of what role artificial intelligence should have in the classroom and beyond? And then when you think of more globally, what role will artificial intelligence have on our own infrastructures so that we're taking advantage of the knowledge base that's out there, but again, being really, really thoughtful about it. And that continues, has been the work for the last year or so with our leaders across the county and will continue to be a focus area for us.
So as we kind of close out this podcast, I wanted to ask you, who are some of the mentors or influencers that have kind of shaped your approach to educational leadership? Because I know growth and development as a leader with this vast magnitude of responsibility that you have serving as the superintendent in Genesee County. But talk a little bit about how you stay on the forefront of kind of sharpening your iron as a leader.
Well, I appreciate that question, Mr. Kindle, and I think that's always, for me, one of the toughest questions to answer, because I think sometimes we talk about mentors as being one individual.
Sure.
And putting a name to those individuals, for me, is really, really difficult. I think if we're open to it, and I know many of us, hopefully all of us are, we can identify people pouring into us in every single aspect of our lives. I can think of so many different individuals that I've learned from again, bus drivers to food service workers to custodians who have taught me in so many different ways and helped me to realize how I can be better as a leader. When you think about as a teacher becoming an administrator, you learn so much from the teachers that you then observe and help to support. And then certainly along the way, just countless leaders that have poured into me. So I think, you know, the informal mentorship, I think, is something that sometimes we forget about. And I think we all have to be cognizant about how can we pour into others and who's pouring into us that we can learn from regardless of what role they serve. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, a couple names. Mike Newton was certainly somebody who poured into me from the first time I became a teacher, helped me to recognize that maybe I had the opportunity to become an administrator and a leader and certainly gave me opportunities to learn and grow. Bob Burek has been recognized across our entire county for decades as someone who has supported aspiring principals and aspiring superintendents, and Dr. Burek absolutely poured into me and was a mentor of mine. Bill Haley, again, another individual who gave me tremendous opportunities to learn and grow at Carmen Ainsworth, and again, gave me so much of an opportunity to grow as a leader. And certainly Dr. Hagel here at the Genesee Intermediate School District, who I was able to learn from, and not only as a local superintendent, but in the 5 years I was able to serve as the associate superintendent here at the ISD. So just a lot of different mentors, and hopefully, like many, I can't forget the impact of our own families. And when you talk about kind of touching base and making sure you're doing the right thing, so many times it's not about a education specific decision. It's really about what do you believe in your core and your values, and of course that's where we go back to our families. And so my mentors have included all those individuals, and certainly have been formed by my own family.
And we're in this because we want to do what's best for kids in Genesee County. And we can't do this work if we're not at our best. So I know your mentors probably encourage you to have some type of work-life balance. So just closing out, what's some of your favorite ways to kind of recharge, outside of work?
Yeah, I'm always wondering what a balance looks like sometimes in some of these roles. And I know so many people, again, not just administrators, not just leaders, at all roles, we feel that. I think all of us as educators feel like we're on all the time, and it can be a heavy burden at times. And that's why it is so important when we have the opportunity to recharge. I enjoy the opportunity to work out in the mornings. I enjoy the opportunity, especially when I'm able to do that with my own children. That's a great opportunity for me. And of course, just spending time with my children and my family as they continue to grow, and just those unique opportunities to connect, certainly is something that's critically important to me. And one of the other things outside of spending time with family that recharges me, quite honestly, is teaching. And we started the conversation with teaching, and maybe come full circle. I've had the opportunity to continue to teach courses at the University of Michigan Flint in their doctoral program in educational leadership. And often people ask me why I continue to do that. It's because it keeps me grounded, and it keeps me in that passion of being a teacher at the very heart of what we do. And quite honestly, it recharges me as I get to work with people who are learning and growing and wanting to continue to get better in their craft, whether that's in the classroom or in administration or beyond. So that certainly is something that recharges my batteries as well.
Awesome. So Dr. Tunnicliffe, I want to really thank you for your time today and sharing some inside information about yourself as a leader. I think you're a quality leader. We're excited for the direction that we're moving in Genesee County with the partnerships that we have through the Genesee Intermediate School District. So I want to thank you personally for being the first guest on Inside Education, our first attempt at a podcast for the Genesee Intermediate School District. I don't know if I should give you a high five or a fist pump right now, but certainly excited. So thank you so much for your time and your words of wisdom.
Thank you for joining us on Inside Education, a podcast produced by the Genesee Intermediate School District. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to future episodes of Inside Education on our website or on your favorite platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Stay connected as we explore the stories shaping education in Genesee County and beyond.